Hello, this is Andy for Birthday Cake for Breakfast, and I'm here in rainy Manchester with Dan Lasak and Scroobius Pip. How's it going, guys?
Hello. Good, how are you?
Not too bad, bit of a cold, but same. It's not about me.
I've got one as well, so yeah. It's about me, so I'm allowed to moan, right?
Yeah, this is your interview, so tell us about it. No, but
I've got a lot of mucus and guitar.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do that voice for you. It sounds nothing like you.
It's quite similar, I guess.
Sometimes accidentally it turns slightly Indian as well, and I just feel like I'm being racist.
It's always a worry.
Yeah.
You've got your new album out,
yes.
First to touch on. How was the process behind that?
It was good.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It was the first time we'd worked together on writing in 3 years.
Yeah, three
really,
four.
Wasn't it? And yeah, it was just great because both of us had gone off and done solo records, and it felt like we'd come back improved.
It was, yeah, definitely improved and fresh as well. I think we both had a bit more of a no nonsense thing about it. We knew what we wanted, and it was just lucky that we both wanted the same thing.
Yeah.
Because if we hadn't, sorry, that's all Pip's ladies turning up.
That's my rider.
But yeah, if it hadn't have gone that way, we probably wouldn't have done it. So it's cool.
I heard you got some good news today in terms of chart position.
Yeah, we got. We found out on Monday or Sunday it was 22 in the UK chart, but then today they announced the the independent
record store
charts. It's number one there, above loads of really good.
Yeah,
stuff. So it was the highest selling record in independent stores, which is great because I like that. That's kind of nice that our fan base have that kind of. Because I'd rather, if I'm buying a CD, I'd rather, if I can, buy it from an independent store. And
yeah.
So it's kind of cool that's...
I've already been in Piccadilly today.
Yeah.
That's a good thing about touring. You get to know where all the record shops are.
It's
Crash in Leeds. That one's still right.
Yeah.
Because you did a thing, didn't you, where people were, like, taking pictures of what was actually...
Yeah,
chart,
I did that.
Which is
just,
really weird.
Just because... And again, it was a tongue-in-cheek thing, because... Basically, because we got in the top in the actual album chart to 22, it meant like places like Asda and Tesco's and all that all have a top 40 of albums, but they won't have stocked our record because that's just the way it is. They're huge chains, and to be fair, if they all wanted to, they probably couldn't have because we're too small to have, like, we wouldn't have that much stock, like, we wouldn't have made enough stock to fill
every
Tesco's and every Asda and all that. So it wasn't really an attack at them, but just more an interesting. Look at the way how fake it all is, really. That we're number 22 in the actual chart, but I think we got 9 or 10 different things from different stores that were at 22.
Yeah,
even printed onto their chart saying, "Yep, that's 22." It's like, so not even saying it's the Dan Lasak and Scroobius Pip, but we're out of stock of it or anything.
Yeah.
Just saying they don't exist because we're not on a major label, and they'll generally have a lot of stock from major labels.
It was quite nice as well because there was a few of them that. We've both worked in HMV for years, and there was a few of them that you looked at and went, that smells like an overstock.
Yeah.
Someone at head office went, oh, there's a gap at 22, wicked. Country greats, boom, get in.
Yeah, it's an odd one. But yes, again, it's all fun, it's interesting. It's great to be presenting that problem, if you know what I mean, that we're the quandary there, that... Because generally in those positions in the charts, it's all major labels or the bigger independents, so they will have them in, so it's all good.
Obviously, it's doing so well. How has the reception to it been from, like, fans, peers?
I mean, that's been the main thing. All the chart stuff has just come in the last couple of days. The thing that's been overwhelming is the initial release and having the fans just going... so crazy on Twitter and Facebook and everything for it. And I mean, the bit that kept just spinning me out was we've had 2 singles like in advance of the record, and they both gone down really well. So you kind of expect it. You're like, I really hope they like the rest of the record. I know they like the singles, but are they going to like? And then when the album came out, the majority of people's favourite songs weren't the singles; they were the album tracks. So it's really exciting that the album is. As strong as, if not stronger than the what we saw as the big lead singles. So yeah.
The only thing people moan about is that it's short, but it's just purely because we weren't willing to put anything on that even one of us was just a little unhappy with.
Yeah.
We wanted it to be the best album it could be.
I think we've got some B-sides and stuff that will come down the line, but
they weren't right for the album.
It's not worth. I've never been a fan of just filling out a record and going, oh, there we go, we'll pad more in there, because you can get at 79p for each individual one. Best to have them all there in case, but you know what I mean? It's like, I'd rather it's a strong record from beginning to end than there's a track you skip to get to this track.
I mean, I think that's important, isn't it, really, that it's like you stick to what you actually want on the record rather than, like you say, something that's...
It's getting your ego in line as well, because it's easy to go, oh, we've got 30 tracks. So, do you know what I mean? Or like, in a lot of bands, not saying any bands who have big albums have got big egos, but it's that bit of quality control within yourselves that's really, I think, that benefits. And that comes from, I think, it being our third record. It's like, we know that. Not that there's weak songs or songs we hate.
It also comes from how quickly we put it together.
Yeah.
Those initial reactions to songs are often the right ones. Yeah. Sometimes you do that, oh, it's not good enough, and then you keep working, and then it's like, we've put loads of work in this now, so it must be good enough. Yeah. And then it's still
It wasn't good enough, you know.
So those first reactions are really important, and we've learned that. So there. I'll keep this sentence going for ages if you want.
you touched on the two singles, Stunner and Gold Teeth.
Yes.
Both really cool videos, but completely different to each other. What can you tell us about the videos for people, obviously, who haven't seen them or, you know, what have you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I direct and kind of produce the videos, and it's often just where I'm as influenced by film and cinema and TV as I am by music. So often when I'm writing the actual tracks, I'll start to have a bit of a video idea in mind. So it's just writing the right video that fits the track more than anything, and they seem to have worked.
Yeah. And I don't care about them because I'm not a performer. You see me in the videos going, all right, nodding.
Hiya, see you later.
So I realised we were recording this, so me nodding doesn't work for sound.
I mean, no, like I say, they are really, like, and the reaction to it's been really good as well, hasn't
it?
Like,
I mean, particularly with Stunner, that was the good surprise, that people were really into the video as well, because when we finished that day of shooting, we didn't know if we had a video, because it's all shot in one take, and we kind of look back, like, I'm not sure, like, we only got to do five takes of it, and it's like we had to have one that's perfect, and we weren't sure if we had it, so me and Tom, who I'd filming with and editing with, spent ages kind of looking over it and tweaking here and tweaking there. So by the time it was going up, like, we weren't sure if it was a good video or not. So for then to have people go absolutely crazy over it, it was like, all right, it worked then. Good.
It's funny you say five takes, because one of those takes I completely missed the cue.
Yeah.
There's a bit where I go off and come back on. I just didn't come back on. I was around the back going, this is good. Right, everyone getting this on?
That's it. It's more five run-throughs, because one of the takes I didn't have my jacket on and stuff like that. So it wasn't, they weren't really intended to be full takes. So there was really two or three actual full dress runs, as they were. But we got it, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the video is really good. I mean, one take. Pretty mental.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. So currently on tour. It's been a while, hasn't it, since the last time you were properly
actually on tour? I can't decide. I'm sure maybe we toured Europe early 2010, but that would have been the end.
Yeah, I'd say so. Really around then. Yeah.
I remember it being really cold. I think it was January. It was horrible. It was beautiful. It was horrible.
So yeah, it's been a while, but it's been amazing that, I mean, we planned this first tour as a short kind of teaser tour, and we thought hopefully it will sell out in a month or two, and then we'll be able to look at the next tour, and it sold out in a day.
Mm. But I like one gig that took weeks, just for no reason. He was just hanging back. No, we're chilling.
Was that, was that somewhere like proper, like Dudley or something like that?
I wish we got a Dudley. Dudley?
Yes,
I love Dudley.
Your ends, wasn't it?
I went to Wolverhampton at university, so I always enjoyed
I'm from there, I'm in Shropshire Light. Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, so anyway, we put it out and it sold out so quick, it just meant that we could announce our next tour or book up and announce our next tour immediately. So it means we've got like 3 months to try and sell this one. It's great. It's great to be able to do this tour of really intimate venues and then do this far bigger one, which also seems to be looking like it will sell out a lot of the way.
Quite a few of them got very close to selling out in that first week sort of thing. So we're talking about there's a couple of places we might try to go for another date out or a bigger venue, because if, you know, we're not going to, a band that tours a vast amount, so we'd rather get people to see us. You know, you still get that thing of, Oh, it's been 7 years and I still haven't seen you. And it'd just be nice.
You should have come out more, man.
Should have made an effort, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like you've been in hiding or anything. Yeah. When the tour started just recently, didn't it? Where have you been so far and how's it been?
Dublin, Cork, Edinburgh, Leeds. Is that it?
That's
Sheffield.
Correct.
We did a
daytime in Sheffield, yeah.
And then we're in Manchester now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is only a short run. It's like 9 shows, isn't it? Or something like that.
It's meaningless.
8 or 9. So it's not a big run, but it was... I wanted to get the new stuff in front of people as soon as we could and didn't really know that it would have gone down so well. Like, we kind of expected this run to be a lot of people who hadn't really heard it, but, you know... But it's... Yeah, as it turns out, they know the new stuff as well as the old because the new record seems to have gone down so well.
The weird thing is the album didn't leak until after it came out, which is like the rarest thing to happen in music now.
Especially in this day and age.
Yeah, but that's partly due to us deciding we're not putting this album out for press. We're not putting it out for radio. We're putting it out because we've made a record we're proud of. So we gave ourselves this ridiculous like 7-week run. And when we announced the album, it wasn't finished. So, like, the long lead press, the people you have to give it 3 months in advance for anyone listening, they didn't get it. So they got it when we finished it, as soon as we could. But that means that the chances of it leaking were diminished greatly. It would really take someone who hated us to get hold of it and leak it deliberately. Yeah. So that helped. So, but that also was a hindrance, because we thought... Normally, they've had it 3 weeks. They might still buy it, but they've had it a while. They'll know all the words. So it was kind of scary. But then, yeah, the response to the new stuff's been stunning. We play one of the new ones right close to the end, and it feels like the end of the set to me. But we've got one more after it, and most nights of the tour, I've just walked off. Doo-doo-doo. And then Pip's just looking at me like...
Still there.
Just waiting. Oh, yeah, sorry, dude.
Not to make it too much of a daunting question, but finally, just to touch on, like from when you began, when you got together, the pair of you, to how it is now. Like, how has it changed, and like, what's it like now? Obviously, this record going straight to.
I mean, it's a weird one. I wouldn't say it's changed that much. I mean, we've always done it the way we do it. We've always toured hard, and you know, done as much as we can online, and just everything to work hard at it. So. It's not changed. I mean, and we've always been from Essex and therefore very cheap. So, like, on this tour, we're still staying in travel lodges, and on the next tour, we'll be staying in travel lodges. It's like, we've not got high maintenance needs. So, it's like, it's very much, particularly on tours, you need a bed to sleep in. That's what you need. You're travelling each day, doing all this. So, there's not any kind of, oh, we're playing a big venue now. Let's for no reason get that 4 hours sleep in a really expensive bed. It's like, let's just keep working at it and keep grinding.
Even when we're not in travel lodges, we seem to manage to find hotels that are worse than travel lodges. Pip wakes up this morning in his bed. He's got like 4 beds in his room, weirdly. He gets up, he stumbled in late, and then there's dried blood on his sheets.
Dried blood on my sheets. And it wasn't mine, I wasn't bleeding, let's just make that clear. So that's a classy hotel.
And he hadn't been doing any mergers in Leeds.
No.
He chose not to this time, didn't he?
Not in Leeds.
You were knackered
Never
after
again.
The murders.
Never
time.
Again.
They fought back. Why did they fight back?
I don't know.
We don't do many murders. No, any similar words. But yeah, so we managed to keep it cheap and sometimes get scabies because of it.
Damn right.
None of us have got scabies again.
That was a nice note to finish on.
Yeah,
perfect.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you very much. Cheers, buddy.
Actually, you were talking